Good morning.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. This is Mike Reese with ESPNBoston.com.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, thank you. Curious how you would describe the impact that Randy Moss has made in his three games with you.
You know what? He's been a positive in the locker room and on the field. He's obviously an A competitor, smart football player. Think about a guy that's played as long as he has played. It was more about just getting him up to speed with our system. He understands a lot of things that are happening on the other side of the football against him. So it's not something that you have to teach both. But he's been a joy to be around.
Just a follow-up on that, just revisiting the trade, obviously, with you guys coming to New England. How did that unfold from the Vikings' perspective, the trade for Randy?
I think I mentioned before, there's always different back-channel communications that go on within front offices, and you have that with a number of different teams, team to team to team to team to team. Just ended up getting on our radar screen, and it's something that we elected and they elected to act on.
With Brett's ankle this week, what is practice going to be like? I mean, do you anticipate him taking any snaps, or will it be all Tavares Jackson, and then you sort of see if Brett can go in the game?
I probably don't anticipate him taking snaps today, no.
Any idea going forward, or is it a day-to-day thing?
Yeah, it's all everything's day-to-day.
Hey, Brad, Tom Curran from Comcast Sportsnet New England. How you doing?
Good, Tom.
Good. With Favre and Tavares, they're obviously not exactly the same player in a lot of ways. How much would your offense – do you have to almost put two game plans together in some respects?
You know, really not, Tom, because the Patriots play to a certain style of defense, and really over the course of time, course of years, while there may be a couple things that, as you alluded to, that Tavares does different – and Brett, your primary focus is on attacking their 3-4 front, attacking their nickel packages, and the personnel that play in those packages. So that's the biggest charge that we have, and I can't tell you that things would change appreciably.
Brad, it's Mike Reese again with ESPNBoston.com. Just wanted to ask you what you meant early in the week when you talked about the Patriots as one of the greatest sign-stealing teams that you've seen?
I said what I said. That's in the past. We all try to get any tips that we can get or glean, stand on the sidelines, and I'm sure it's done throughout the league, and we do it as well, so just let those stand. I have a great deal of respect for Coach Belichick and the way he's formulated that program in the last 10 years. And I've told him so, that he has a mentally tough team that are great competitors that play the way I hope one of my teams plays some of these days.
Hey, Brad. Tom again, current. Because of what happened in 07 here, Spygate and videotaping is kind of, sign stealing is kind of a third rail topic. So that's, I think, what piqued people's interest. Did you feel that they benefited from taping signals in the 06 game?
I don't have any knowledge of that at all. No.
Thanks.
Did you have an understanding of how hard those comments would hit back here with players and people in this organization, and then with fans too?
I didn't mean any offense to any of those people, just the way I viewed it.
Brad, Mike Reese again with ESPNBoston.com. From what you've seen from the Patriots, what have been your impressions of the rookie cornerback, Devin McCourty?
You know, Devin McCourty is a good football player. I obviously watched him coming out. He's playing at a high level. A bigger corner that can run, cover, can hit, and he's got eight competes. I know he's got some return ability. I know he played on offense before. So, I mean, he's a great athlete, and it looks like he's incorporated that style of defense into his play very well.
Brad, it's Ian Rappaport from the Boston Herald. Sorry, I haven't been introducing myself.
I thought there were only two guys away from here in Boston.
No, I've asked two questions before. I was just the guy who didn't introduce himself.
Oh, okay, all right.
How tough has it been to get pressure on the quarterback for you guys this year? Any idea where the problems have been in that realm?
Well, I think Ian, certainly the number of sacks are down, those specific numbers. But you know, at times those things are numbered. You know, in terms of, as you mentioned, pressures, quarterback hits, being able to disrupt the guy's throwing motion, and we've had some of that. You know, we'd like it to be better. You'd always like it to be better, but probably the part you're talking about is just the number of sacks, and mm-hmm. Our sacks are down right now.
Brad, this is Monique Walker with the Boston Globe.
Hello, Monique.
When you are looking at film with the Patriots now, are you looking at film at all when they had Randy Moss, or are you more interested in just what they've done now with Deion Branch? And have you noticed any differences in their offense since then?
Well, you know, you look at both because you go back at it far enough in time. And I would tell you the same thing that I tell you about the other side. Are they doing maybe a couple different things? They are, but typically their scheme is the scheme that they employ from week to week. Now, it depends on how they decide to move the football. Are they going to run it this week and play with three tight ends and backs in the backfield, or are they going to spread it and play with five wides? You see elements of both of those and everything in between, both when Randy was playing and also when Deion's playing. And I would think that it's just a matter of Deion getting comfortable with how that scheme is involved in the time that he left and came back.
Hey, Brett. Tom again. Just wondering, is this as difficult as it's been in terms of trying to maintain focus on football with all that's going on? Brett's got an ankle and his off-field issues, the trade for Randy, all the things that are swirling, and this has not been a team that you've been in charge of that hasn't had a lot of off-field things, but is this as hard as it's gotten?
You know what, I think it's probably harder in the initial phases when I got here, mm-hmm. You know, getting it right, putting it together, you know, kind of laying your program out and getting the right people to do that. But, you know, you got to be able to forget about losses and focus on opportunities. And you know, I think that's important. Forget about events and focus on responses. That's kind of how we go about our business. You can't cast an eye backward. You got to cast an eye forward and forget about the whole season. We're looking at New England Patriots.
Do you acknowledge the distractions and say, look, focus on them, or just plow ahead as if nothing else is going on, I guess, management style?
I don't acknowledge them from my standpoint or from our team's standpoint. You know, our got a good bunch of veteran guys and got a 53 of the right guys looking back at me in that meeting room and good football players that are single-minded of purpose.
Brett, it's Ian Rappaport again. Obviously, the Patriots are 5-1, but their offense without Randy has not been what it was with him. You know, 159 yards passing, for instance, last week. Are you encouraged watching film that with what the possibilities for your defense against this Patriots offense, or do you expect them to be able to kind of flip a switch and turn it around?
You know, I guess I'm probably encouraged every week. I mean, there's certain principles that we play to on defense that we try to make in granted how you beat somebody, and I don't feel like it's any different this week with or without Randy on that football team. I mean, they have a hell of a quarterback that understands that scheme forward and backward and side to side. They've got a skilled receiving group, good runners that they deploy in a bunch of different ways, and a solid offensive line. So just any number of things that we need to do defensively to get off the field and get on the field on offense.
Okay, I think that's it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Thank you.